为是这位最完美的父亲，不完全的男性当中找榜样，还不如我们直接去认识这位最完美的父亲，就是爱我们的天父。
Since no man is perfect as model, we should instead to recognize directly the perfect Father, our loving Heavenly Father.
各位，你是如何去 体会天父的慈爱的？我想通常是我们借着经历神的恩典。
How will you experience the love of our Heavenly Father? Usually through experiencing God's grace.
特别是在难处的当中，神垂听了我们的祷告，帮助我们度过难关，不管是我们自己的难关，或是弟兄姐妹的困难。
Especially in difficulty when God listened to our prayer to help us or brother and sister overcome.
我们可以看发现，在被放在祷告当中纪念的信徒，每一个人的需要都不同。
We can discover in believers' prayer, everyone has different needs.
有些人身体上面的病痛，他们需要得到医治。
Some physical in need of healing.
有些人是找工作或者要换工作，他们需要神为他们开路。
Some searching for a new or better job in need of guidance from God to open a door.
有些人呢，则是家人还没有信耶稣的，需要为他们的得救来祷告。
Some praying for unbelieving family members' salvation.
在我们持续的祷告当中，我们真的看见神的手在当中来动工。
While praying incessantly, we do see God's hand at work.
有些人的病情他转好了，得着医治；有些人得到了工作，更有些弟兄姐妹的家人，他们非常神奇的信主了。
Some got well through healing, others found job, still miraculously family member accepted Christ.
看到了这些结果，我们不但高兴，而且我们祷告的动力也越大了。
Witnessing these results, we not only rejoice, but also are motivated to pray more.
很多基督徒如果熟悉圣经的话，也许他们会用一句经文来形容这种的情况。
Many Christians familiar with Bible verses would quote a verse in this situation.
这句话就是万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
All things work out for those who love him.
如果你也同意的话，我想要问的是，你真正明白这句经文的意义是什么吗？
Do you really understand the meaning of this verse?
也许我需要解释的更清楚一点。如果经过一段时间的祷告，我们代祷这些弟兄姐妹，他们的需要没有得着满足。
Perhaps I need to explain further. After praying for some time, our supplications have not been met.
好比他们的病情并没有得到好转，反而更厉害了。或者是待业的弟兄姐妹，他们仍然没有找到工作，他们未信的家人也还没有归向神。
Such as the sickness got worse, still no job offer, and family members still not saved.
那你是否还能够说这句话，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处吗？
Would you still say all things work out for those who love him?
如果不能，那么这一句经文就不是永远成立。难道神的话不是永远有效的吗？
If not, then this verse is not inerrant. What about God's word never fails?
如果这句话永远都成立，那么益处在哪里？我们弟兄姐妹仍然在挣扎当中，有什么益处可言？
If inerrant, what about work out? In struggles, simply not so.
我想大家不要误解，我完全相信祷告的功效，但是更重要的是我们如何来正确地解释圣经的内涵。
Please don't misunderstand. I totally believe in prayers. More importantly, how should we properly interpret the contents of the Bible?
要不然，当圣经所写的和我们的经历有很大的差距的时候，
And when encountering discrepancy between our experiences and Bible verses,
那我们就可能会跟世人一样，认为圣经不过是一本劝人为善的书。
We may think as secular people, the Bible is just a book to encourage good deeds.
或者是一本参考书，有需要的时候我们就拿来翻一翻，看看有什么地方可以来帮助我们的。
Or just a reference when we need help.
如果是这样的话，那个就错得太离谱了。
If so, we're totally mistaken.
让我们来看今天的经文。今天的经文是在罗马书的第八章二十八到三十节。我先用中文来读。第二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人，又召他们来；所召来的人，又称他们为义；所称为义的人，又叫他们得荣耀。
Today verse is in Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 30. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified.
好，今天我要讲的题目是天父，就是神给儿女最大的福分。
My sermon title is The Greatest Blessing from Heavenly Father to His Children.
如果你是神的儿女，你知道天父给你最大的福分是什么吗？
If you're children of God, do you know the greatest blessing from Heavenly Father?
如果一个孩子不知道父亲要给他们什么，那是一件很糟糕的事情。
If a child doesn't know what the father will give, then it is a very awful thing.
我发现在这段的经文当中有三件事情是跟神要给我们的福分是有关系的。
Through these verses, there are three things the blessing from God, about the blessing from God.
如果你抓住了这三点，你会一生活在神所赐给你的福气的当中，任何的人事物都没有办法夺去的。
If you understand these three points, you will live under God's blessing all the days of your life that nobody can take away.
第一点就是借着万事得着益处。
First, all things work together for good.
我们必须明白什么是万事，什么是益处。
So we should know what is all things and what's work out.
第二点是成为基督的模样。
Secondly, be conformed to the image of Christ.
我们要来思想什么是基督的模样。
Do a way to think about what is the image of Christ.
第三个是呼召称义赐荣耀。
Thirdly, God called, justified, and glorified.
我们要来解释天父如何把他最大的福分坐在我们的身上。
So we understand how God gave his greatest blessing among us.
首先我们来看第一点，神借着万事得益处。
First, let's think about all things work out together for good.
第二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Or English together, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
我想，对于很多基督徒来说，除了约翰福音的三章十六节以外，圣经当中没有另外的经文比这节经文更令人熟悉的。
To many Christians, other than John 3:16, this is probably the most familiar verse in the Bible.
因为我们都非常喜欢这种的情况。发生在我们的身上，谁不喜欢所有的事情都为我们效力，让我们得着好处呢？
We all enjoy all things work out for good in our life.
但是你知道吗？可能也没有其他的经文比这节经文更让人误解。
However, this is also the most misunderstood verse.
甚至有许多基督徒都错误地引用它。我不晓得我这么说你会不会觉得很惊讶。
Even misquoted by many Christians, surprised?
第一个误解是所有的人都可以引用它吗？
First misunderstanding, does this verse apply to all people?
一个作奸犯科的人侥幸了逃过的法律的制裁，或者是一个学生他作弊没有被老师抓到，他们可以引用这句话吗？
A criminal escaped the punishment law. A student got away cheating in exam. Could they quote this verse?
不能，为什么？
No, why?
因为他们是在做罪恶的事情，神怎么可能帮他去做犯罪的事情呢？
They were sinning. God would not be an accomplice.
神自己是无罪的，神不会去犯罪，他也不帮人去做犯罪的事情。
God is sinless, will not sin, and won't help sinning.
这些经文明讲，万事互相效力，让 quote unquote 爱神的人得益处。
It's about all things work out for people who love God.Who love him.
所以在我们犯罪的时候，我们是与神为敌。
We were sinned against God.
我们不要想用这节的经文来求神帮助我们逃过犯罪的结果，如果那样是无效的，也是错误的解释圣经。
We can't quote this verse pleading help from God to avoid consequences of sinning. This is useless.
另外还有一个地方让大部分基督徒误解的，就是益处。什么是益处？你想过吗？
Another misunderstanding from majority of Christians is about work out. What is work out?
但是在解释益处以前，我们先要知道什么是万事。
So we have to make sure what is all thing.
你会说万事就是所有的事情。
We may say all things means everything.
没错，万事就是所有的事情。英文是 all things， 指的在我们人生当中发生的一切的事情。
Indeed, in English, all things means everything happened in our lives.
所以这句经文的解释是，神在一切的事上帮助爱他的人，目的是让他们得益处。
Which means God helped people who love him in all things to work out.
这句话很简单，但是要怎么去成就呢？
Simple, right? But how?
万事包括什么？万事包括在我们人生当中顺利的事情吗？是的。
What are all things? All prosperities? Yes.
但是万事也包括我们人生当中不顺利的事情吗？当然也是。
All the unfavorables? Sure.
我们特别喜欢用这句话来形容，当我们处在不顺利的情况的当中的时候，得到一些意外的转机和帮助，让我们化险为夷。
Especially like to quote this in unfavorable situations.Hoping the turn of events and help for better outcomes.
那个时候我们可以用这样子这一节经文来形容吗？
Should we do so?
答案是可以，也不可以，就看你所说的益处是什么。
Yes and no, depending on how you define work out.
Okay, 我很喜欢跟人家分享我跟师母拿到绿卡的经过，就是美国的永久居留权的经过。
I like to share how I got my green card with my wife.
在我们等候绿卡的排期的过程当中呢，师母她的公司的财务出现了困难，因为我们是用师母的公司工作来做办身份。如果公司的财务出现了困难，政府官员审核的时候可能是有问题的。
While waiting for process application, there's financial hardship in my wife's company, which sponsored the application.
很多时候律师会给你建议，你就做一份假的文件，但是。我们那个时候，我们顺服神的话语的带领，我们坚持不做假的文件。
It may not pass inspection by officials. Simply put, we follow God's guidance, did not falsify documents.
结果在绿卡面谈的那天，发现很奇怪的事情，就是他们找不到我的申请的我的文件。结果呢，我们反而跳过了一般正常的审核的程序，直接由移民局的高层的主管直接帮我们就直接盖章。就顺利通过了，他连文件看都不看。
On the day of the interview, official could not find our documents. The supervisor intervened, bypassing the standard procedure, rubber stamped our application.
对我们来说，那个简直就是神迹。
To us, it was miracle.
我们可以说，在我们办美国永久居留的过程的当中，神让万事互相效力，让我们得着益处吗？
Should I say all things work out in my PR application?
可以，那益处是什么？是拿到绿卡吗？
Yes, it worked out in green card application.
但是，如果面谈没有过关，我们拿不到绿卡怎么办？
But what happened if we didn't get the green card?
这是很有可能发生的情况。谁说所有基督徒绿卡的申请都会成功呢？我就有认识基督徒没有拿到绿卡的。
Not all Christians succeeded in green card application. I know people did not.
如果失败了，我们怎么解释益处在哪里呢？
If failed, then how to explain work out?
再举一个教会常见的例子，一个信徒失业了，我们众人不但帮助他寻找各样的工作的机会，我们还迫切地为他来找工作来祷告。
Another common example in church, if a believer lost job, we not only tried all kinds of leads, also prayed in earnest.
最后他真的找到了一个令人满意的工作。
Eventually, he found a very satisfying job.
那我们就说万事互相效力，叫爱神的得益处，因为神听了我们的祷告，让他得到了一份满意的工作。这样的解释对吗？
So we can quote all things work out for those who love him, because God listened to our prayer and provided a good job, right?
同样的，如果因为种种的原因，这位会友始终没有找到一份他觉得满意的工作，甚至他只好提早退休。
What if for all kinds of reasons this member never found a good job and eventually retired early?
或者呢，他找到了一份比以前薪水更高的工作，但是他更加的忙碌，常常出差，以至于常常不能够来聚会，反而更远离了神。
Or he found a better paying job, so busy with frequent business travel, unable to worship regularly, further away from God.
我们还能够说万事互相效力，叫爱神人得益处吗？那益处是什么？
Should we still say all things work out for those who love him? What is work out then?
这些都是很不容易回答的问题啊。其中的困难在于，当事情不照我们所期待的或祷告的时候的样子发生的时候，我们要怎么来解读？
There are no easy answers, especially when things did not turn out according to our wishes, or prayer not yet answered, still evolving. How would we interpret?
是神不听祷告，还是我们求的有问题？以后你还能够充满信心的来祷告吗？
Prayers failed on deaf ears, or we didn't ask the right things. Would you continue to have faith in praying?
这是一个很棘手的问题，也困惑了很久。直到有一天我在收音机里面听到一位美国牧师的信息，他才让我豁然开朗。
It has been puzzling me for quite a long time until one day I heard an English message by a preacher over the radio. Then I was finally enlightened.
他说，当我们在引用万事互相效力，叫爱使人得益处这句话的时候，常常我们所期待的益处其实不是真正的益处，而是另外一样东西。
He said when we quoted all things work out for those who love him, we were not expecting work out, but something else.
所以真实的情况是我们所期待的益处其实是万事，或者是万事的一部分。
Actually, the expectation itself is part of all things.
就拿失业找工作的这件事情来讲，如果我们为我们弟兄姐妹所求的只是一份钱多事少离家近的工作，
As for job search, if our supplication is all about compensation and convenience,
当事情成就了，那我们所经历的不过是万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得万事。
When our prayer was answered, what we had experienced was just all things work out for those who love God to receive all things.
因为拿到绿卡或没有拿到绿卡，失业或者是就业，病得医治。或者病得没得医治，甚至生或死，都是人生万事的一部分。
Regardless getting green card, job, healing, even life or death, it has been just part of all things in life.
神的心意不是让我们经历了万事以后再回去得万事。
God's will is not to gain in all things we are experiencing.
弟兄姐妹，我不晓得你懂不懂我的意思。我们的眼光不能够那么狭隘，只认为我们让我们肉体过得比较舒服，或者是让我们心情愉快的才是有益的事情。
Do you understand what I meant? We should not be narrow-minded just about comfort in flesh, pleasant mind as work out.
我们也不能够假定唯有事情顺利了，身体健康了才是神的美意。
We should not suppose God's will is all about smooth sailing and healthy body.
如果我们始终这么想，我们会落入许多人生的 困惑当中，那我们的信仰就会随着环境的变化而起起伏伏。
If so, we will puzzle often in life, and our faith will be up and down depending on the circumstances.
在顺境当中呢，我们高声赞美神恩典丰富。
We praise God in abundant grace.
在逆境当中，我们会心中非常的忧闷，我们怀疑神的慈爱跟信实到哪里去了。
And we doubt God's faithfulness and loving kindness in depression among adversity. Because we don't know the will of God and His action.
所以关键在于我们必须去了解，在神的眼光当中，对我们有益的到底是什么。
The key is to understand what works out for us in God's view.
因为神会照着他的心意去行，使万事发生在我们的身上。让我们得着真正的益处。
God acts according to His will for all things happening in us to work out.
所以，到底什么是益处？
Therefore, what is work out?
其实，在下一节的经文当中，已经回答了我们这个问题。
Actually, God tells us in the next verse.
第二十九节，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Verses 29 together, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters.
在探讨益处真正的意思以前，我们要更多的认识神。
Before discussing the true meaning of work out, we should know God more.
并且从神的思想和眼光来探讨神在我们这些所爱的人身上的心意是什么。
And discuss from his view and thought his will on those who loved him.
神对我们的计划不只是我们的今生而已。
His plan is not about just this life.
有一节非常重要的经文是以弗所书的一章四节。以弗四节这么说，他说：“就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。”
In Ephesians chapter 1 verses 4 together, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight in love.
对于神来说，没有偶然的事情，也没有不能够预料的事情发生。
To God, there's no coincidence, nothing unpredictable.
神确实的知道一切事情的发展，甚至神在创立世界以前就已经有了计划。
He is omniscient, has a plan before the creation.
所以如果我们用这种的前提来读今天的经文，一切就会更清楚。
If you read today's verse based on this premises, everything should be crystal clear.
在今天的经文当中讲到一个词叫做他预先所知道的人，这些人是谁？
Those God foreknew, who were those?
如果神是无所不知的，那么这些人是指被神所创造的一切的人吗？不是，不是指所有的人。
If God is omniscient, then it meant all people created by God, not so.
犹太人所用的知道这个词呢，它不仅仅指的是头脑的知识而已，它更讲到这两者当中有一个亲密的连接和关系。
In Hebrew, foreknew not just about knowledge, more about close connection and relationship.
所以如果从本段经文的上下文来看的话，我们就更清楚了，预先所知道正确的解释是预先所爱的。
From context of the verse, the better explanation for foreknew should be foreloved.
是哪些人呢？就是在耶稣基督里的人，就是我们。
People in Christ, that is us.
所以这节经文的意义是，神出于恩典，神出于恩典，神先爱了一些人，更为那些人定下了一个美好的计划。
The meaning of this verse is, by grace, God first loved some people and made a wonderful plan.
那神为我们预备的计划是什么呢？就是效法他儿子耶稣基督的模样。
What kind of plan? To be conformed to the image of his son.
当我们听到这句话的时候，我们会问，耶稣的模样是指的是什么呢？
Then what is the image of his son, Christ?
耶稣长得什么模样？有人知道吗？没有。福音书当中从来没有讲过耶稣长得是什么样子。
Nobody knows what Jesus looks like in Bible.
更何况他是犹太人，我们怎么都不可能像犹太人，对吧？所以答案是模样一定不是外貌，而是指着内涵跟特质而言的。
Especially he is Jew. No way we can look like him. Therefore, the image is not about our appearance, but about inner quality and characteristics.
所以神的计划就是使我们有耶稣基督的内涵跟特质。
So that is God's plan for us to have the inner quality and characteristic of Christ.
当然，耶稣是神子，他是神，我们的内涵不可能跟他一模一样，但是我们可以跟耶稣有相似的内涵跟特质。
Of course, he's Son of God. We cannot be exactly like him, but we can be similar in inner quality and characteristics.
耶稣展现出来的特质是什么呢？他谦卑、温柔、爱父神、爱人，胜过罪恶。
What quality are manifested from Christ? Humble, gentle, loving Father and people, overcoming sin.
所以在这些地方我们可以效法他，我们也可以变得谦卑温柔，爱神爱人，而且胜过罪恶。
So we can model after him, humble, gentle, loving Father and people, overcoming sin.
我想这才是保罗所说真正的益处。
This should be what Paul really meant, work out.
耶稣是神，但他也是一个完全的人。
Jesus,
完美的人。
This is Christ, also a perfect man.
神在我们身上的目标 就是把我们做成一个像耶稣一样有美好品质更完美的人。
The goal for us from God is to make us like Christ more, perfect and good.
不只是让我们在这个世上享受幸福快乐的生活而已。
Not just enjoy a happily ever after life in this world.
我记得多年以前呢，在一个主日的晚上，我们在家里接到一通电话，是师母的呢一个亲戚打。
I remember years ago, in the Sunday evening, I received a phone call from my wife's relative.
亲戚的这一对夫妻呢，他们比我们小一点，那跟我们一样来美国呢，很长的一段的时间了。他们留学、工作、成家，但是呢，先生在事业上面比我们有成就的很多。
They're a bit younger, similar to us, having been in America over 30 years, studying, working, having family with better career.
先生在得到博士以后，在 San Jose 呢跟朋友开公司，结果呢成功了，被大公司收购，从此呢飞黄腾达，住的是在山上的豪宅，职位呢是公司的高层。
The husband started a company in San Jose after receiving PhD, bought out by a major corporation, worked in high executive rank, lived in a mountain in a mansion on mountain top.
但唯有一点，虽然他们我们常常像劝他们哈，但是他们始终不愿意去教会，因为他们拥有的一切已经够他们忙碌了。
Despite our frequent urging, they never went to church since they were too busy.
虽然生活条件好了，但是夫妻的关系非常的紧张。结果呢，妻子就因此呢进入了教会，受了洗，但是先生还是不愿意去教会。
Despite well-to-do, there were tensions in marriage, and the wife came to church, got baptized, but not the husband.
在那个主日的晚上，我们接到那个先生的电话，他告诉我们他要受洗了。我们听到了非常的惊喜，也很好奇他是怎么改变的。
On that evening night, the husband called telling us he would be baptized. We were elated, also curious what changed.
原来他在事业上面虽然很成功，但是受到了一些的挫折，后来离开了公司，他的身体也出现了一些的状况。
He had encountered setback in career, left his job, also had some physical condition.
这让他开始担心他的家庭跟他的孩子，也因此让神的道在他心里面开启了他，让他看见他以往他自己的错误和亏欠。
He started worrying about family and children. God opened his heart, and he saw past mistakes and remorse.
所以在教会同工的带领之下，他就认识了耶稣，而且愿意受洗归入基督。
Through discipleship from church, he knew Christ and was willing to get baptized into Jesus.
对这个结果，我们都非常的高兴。你可以看见神在他身上的心意跟目的吗？
Can you see God's will and purpose in him?
你能够分辨什么是万事，什么是益处吗？
Can you tell what are all things? What is work out?
神让一切的事情，包括看似好的事，也坏的事。在爱他的人的身上发生。
God allows all things, good or bad, so people who love him,
使他们能够认识耶稣，依靠耶稣，并且产生与耶稣相似的品质。
So that they can know Christ, relying on him, having Christ-like quality.
这才是万事互相效力，叫爱神人得益处的真正的解释。
This is the true interpretation, all things work out for those who love him.
弟兄姐妹，你也能够看见神在你生命当中的计划和工作吗
？Can you see God's work and plan in your life？
也许考验很辛苦，但是你需要勇敢的去面对，因为一切事情的背后都有神给你所预备的益处。
Trials are not pleasant, but we need to face them with courage, since all things work out according to God's will.
那神如何把这个目标做在儿女们的身上呢？我们要来看第三点，就是呼召、称义和赐荣耀。
How God can achieve this goal in His children? God called, justified, and glorified.
我们再来看一下29跟30节，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
So verses 29 and 30 together. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified.
这两节经文当中包含的意义非常的多，我们可以明白以下的几件事情。
But we can understand several things in these two verses.
在神的救赎计划当中，总共有五个部分，就是预知、预定、呼召、称义，还有得荣耀。
There are five parts in God's salvation plan: foreknowledge, predestination, calling, justification, and glorification.
而这五个部分分别发生在不同的时间。
They happened in different times.
在创世以前，就是在我们还没有存在的时候，那神做两件事情，第一个是预知，就是预先爱我们，就是我们神预先所爱的人，我们这些的人。
Before creation, before our existence, foreknowledge is first God loved us.
第二件事情是预定，神为我们预先预定，或在今生，我们现在活着的今生，神做了两件事情。就是呼召跟称义，呼召是在我们还不认识神的时候，神召我们到他面前；称义是神让我们借着耶稣基督与他恢复正常的关系，拥有义的地位。
In this way, calling and justification, calling before we even know God, He called us to His presence. Justification, God restored our relationship with Him through Jesus Christ to be righteous.
然后到了末日。神给我们最终的益处就是让我们得荣耀，我们与基督一同得荣耀，那个时候我们的身体也改变了，我们不会再有这个软弱跟败坏的身体。
Then we have glorification in the end time. We receive glory with Christ in exchange for an incorruptible body from a corruptible one.
而是有一个新的不会朽坏的身体，达到与耶稣基督相似的地步，还有神儿子的形象，那个时候神的计划就终于完全实现。
We will have a renewed incorruptible body similar to Christ, the image of Son of God. Until then, God will fulfill His plan.
虽然要在末日的时候才会完全实现，但在现今的时代，神已经开始在做工在我们的身上。
Even it will be completely realized in end time, it is happening already.
上面讲的东西听起来很抽象，我用一个比喻来跟各位来分享，这个比喻就是富二代孩子的比喻。
Let's share an analogy, heirs to fortune.
富二代是近一二十年来中国经济富裕以后呢出现的一个名词。
This has been a phenomenon in the last 10 or 20 years after China economy took off.
就是富有的富翁的下面的第二代，那这些人呢不见得是一个令人夸赞的人物，但是却是每一个人都想成为的对象。你也想成为富二代吗？
Second generation heir to fortune, not always commendable, but enviable by many.
有钱人如何培养他们的第二代？每个人的做法都不一样，结果也不同。
How rich people raise their next generation in different ways with different results?
有一个富翁呢，他有数不尽的家产，但是呢，不幸呢，有一个孩子呢，从出生的时代就流落在外。但是父亲还是爱他，所以为他预备了一个美好的计划。
There was a rich man with great fortune. Unfortunately, one of his children was lost after birth. Wandering around, the rich man still loved him and had prepared a wonderful plan for him.
所以这父亲的计划是什么呢？就让大儿子把那失落的孩子带回来，让他认祖归宗，回到家族里面，最后计划要让他继承产业。
It was to let the firstborn to bring back the lost one into the fold and receive his inheritance.
但是呢，这个孩子从小在贫民区长大，养成了贫穷的习惯，即使身在富翁的家里面，活得还像一个乞丐的一般。
But the kid grew up in ghetto with a habit as beggar. Even after returning to the rich household, he still lived the same way.
天天活在恐惧战惊没有安全感的生活当中，想要抓这个，想要抓那个。
In fear, lacking sense of security, hoarding everything in sight.
如果富翁是一个有智慧的父亲，他会怎么样对待这个从贫民窟回来的孩子呢？
If this rich man had wisdom, how would he deal with this kid returning from ghetto?
他会以那个长子、大儿子为标准，一步一步用各样的环境来塑造和训练这个从失落当中得回的孩子。
He would use the firstborn as the standard to mold and train this previously lost child.
这个故事里面其实非常清楚，富翁就是父神，大儿子就是耶稣基督，而我们都是被基督带回家的那个失落的孩子。
Clearly, the rich man is Heavenly Father. Firstborn is Christ. We are all lost children.
弟兄姐妹，也许你不是地上的富二代，但是你知道吗？你是天上的富二代。
You may not be the heir to fortune on earth, but you are heir to fortune in heaven.
常常在你的脑子里面想的是什么事情呢？你是否还在为你每天的饮食的需要来担忧吗？
What's on your mind often? Worry about daily bread?
你是否想要多赚一点钱，那个时候你才会比较有安全感？
Earn more money to feel more secure?
或者是你在会担忧，在你有需要的时候得不着人的关心和照顾呢？
Whether people will care and look after you when you're in need?
我不是说我们不需要为我们的工作、生活、身体还有我们的财务状况来努力。
I don't mean not to strive for our work, body, finance, and life.
而是这些是否成为你的专注点，你专注的事情，反而忘了天父在你身上的心意和计划，还有他真正要你学习和得着的是什么。
But whether you set focus on those and neglect God's will and plan for you, his real lessons for you and provision.
我深信我们在天上的父亲，他无所不有，而也无所不能。我们所需要的，他都有，而且我们所要成就的，他都能。
Our God in heaven is omnipotent, possesses all our needs. He can achieve all we want.
但是我们需要先把我们的眼目从我们自己的需要当的上面转到他的身上，学会他要我们学的功课，得着真正的益处。
First, we should focus on him instead of our needs, learn his lesson for us to really benefit.
然后我们会看见神回应我们的祈求，而且神所成就的超过我们所求所想。
Then we can see God's response to our supplication more than we can ever imagine.
最后我要用一位姐妹 Nancy 姐妹她在寻求婚姻上面的见证来跟各位分享。
I'd like to share a sister Nancy from another church.
这位 Nancy 姐妹她在另外一个教会，她就跟其他单身的姐妹一样，她在寻求配偶的过程当中呢，她列出了许多她想到的条件，然后祷告求神来成就。
She was single. In the process of seeking spouse, she laid out many qualifications for God to accomplish in prayer.
但是有一位资深的姐妹告诉她，她的优先次序搞错了。
One lady senior member told her that she got the priority wrong.
她应该把神放在首位，先尽力寻求神，跟随神，然后神自然会把那最好的对象赏赐给她。
She should put God first, seek him and follow him. God will provide the best match for her.
感谢姐妹 Nancy 呢，她听进去了，她把神放在首位，竭力追求神，而且他把他对象对神的心也放在条件的首位。换句话说，他列出来的条件的第一位是他的对象的，要以法神放在首位。结果神真的让他的心愿实现了。
Nancy listened, put God first as the top priority, also for his spouse. God really granted her wish.
神让他找到一位敬虔爱主的弟兄，现在他不但有一个美满的家庭，还生了两个可爱的儿子。
She found a spouse loving God with a wonderful family with two lovely children.
我们要进到今天的结论。那我今天的信息是天父给儿女最大的福分。
In conclusion, my message today is the greatest blessing from Heavenly Father to His children.
各位要点，第一个就是借着万事得益处。
First, all things work out.
你现在能够分得清楚万事和益处之间的差别吗？
Can you differentiate the difference between all things and work out?
生活在世，我们有各样的需要、需求，但是如果我们所求的只限于短暂的、今生的，只存留在这个世界上面的，那我们得到的还是只是万事而已。
We have all kinds of needs living in this world. If we are asking only the temporal thing from this world, then we only have all things transient.
第二点就是成为基督的模样，就是神眼中真实的益处都与耶稣基督有关，更认识主，更爱主，亲近主，更像主。
Secondly, be conformed to the image of Christ. True benefit in God's view all relate to Christ. To know God, to love God,to be near God and to be more like God.
第三点就是呼召、称义、赐荣耀。
Thirdly, be called, justified, and glorified.
从在母腹当中开始，神就在我们身上动工，他呼召我们、洁净我们，最后给我们荣耀，胜过一切的仇敌还软弱。
Ever since in the womb, God has been working in us, calling us, purifying.And giving us glory at the end to overcome all enemies and weakness.
今天的经文告诉我们，谁会得益处，就是爱神的人。
Who is benefiting? Those who love God.
谁是爱神的人？就是有了主的命令又遵守的人，就是爱主的人。
The people love God, receive and obey God's command.
弟兄姐妹，你是爱神的人吗？
Do you love God?
让我们一同来祷告，来回应今天的信息。
Let's pray and respond to today's message.
阿爸天父，今天是父亲节。
Dear Heavenly Father, today is Father's Day.
我们要再次回到爱我们的天父的面前，来向你献上感谢。
We come before you to give thanks.
如果不是天父对我们的爱，差遣耶稣基督来到世上，我们如今仍然是失丧的一群的人。
If not for your love to send your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, we are still lost.
但是你把我们从罪恶当中重新赎回，让我们进入神的家，能够成为天父的孩子。
You redeem us from sin to be children of God.
主啊，今天在这边的经文当中列出的这三个点，主啊，求你帮助我们，让我们存记在心。
Help us to remember the three key points from today's sermon.
开启我们的心思和意念，让我们知道什么是万事，什么是真正的益处。
Open our heart to differentiate all things and work out.
让我们不但在顺境当中，我们可以来感谢你给我们的恩典；让我们在逆境当中，我们也仍然感谢你，因为你把耶稣基督的荣美要坐在我们的里面。
In prosperity and unfavorable condition, we all need to give thanks to conform to the image of Christ.
让我们的眼目从短暂的今生延长到荣耀的永生。
Focus from this transient life to eternity.
主啊，我们感谢你，今天是父亲节，我们再次向爱我们的天父献上感谢，也愿意把我们的人生、我们的生命都交在你的手中。
We thank you again on this Father's Day to devote our life to you.
求天父用万事来塑造我们，让我们更有荣美的形象来荣耀你的名。
Mold us in all things to conform to the image of Christ to glorify your name.
谢谢爱我们的天父，我们以上的祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We thank your love and we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.